Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Trumos. Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav continues our discussion about the two mixed up bins, right? We had one bin that was Chulin and one bin that's Truma, and we don't know which one is which. So, Nafla Achas Mehem Lesocha Chulin. So, we're going to, here too, we're going to have, these cases are basically parallel to the three variants of the previous Mishnah. So here too, we're going to have three sub cases, three variants. So case number one, right? If the bin number one fell into a larger container of chulin, not the bin necessarily, but the grain in the bin or the produce that's in the bin, fell into a larger container of chulin. Einar medama atan. It is not medamea the stuff that's in that bin. Why? Just like in the previous Mishnah, we can assume that the chulin is the one that fell in, and the truma is the one that I still have, right? And v'ashniya noeg baka truma, right? And therefore, the first one is fine, and it is not medameya the pile that it fell into, or the bin, or the container that it fell into, but the second one must be treated as truma, except v'chayav spechal de Remeir. Remeir says, yeah, except since it's not 100% vade truma, maybe it's really chulin, you have to still be mafrish chala. And of course, Rabbi Yossi Poter. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not. It's not chayv and chala. There's no chiyuv to be mafish chala because it's essentially meduma. And since it's essentially the same as meduma, meduma is not chayv and chala. Therefore, there's no mitzvah or chiyuv to be mafish chala from this stuff. Okay? Variant number two, right? Nafla shniya lemakom acher. What if, after bin number one fell into a container of chulin, bin number two, or at the same time, bin number two fell into a different container of chulin. So here too, as in the previous Mishnah, einam edama atan. It doesn't ruin that either. Because just like we had before, if Reuven ate one and Shimon ate the other, each one has the ability to say, oh, well, I got the chulin, and must be the other guy got the truma. Here too, each bin that fell into a container, container A can say, oh, no, I got the chulin. And container B can say, oh, no, I got the chulin. And each one has the right to assume that they got the chulin and the other one got the truma. Okay? What if, case number three, naflu shtei en lemakom echad? What if they both fell into the same larger container? Right? If bin one and bin two both fell into that, right? And all got mixed in. So here, of course, midamos, right? They're midameat for sure, but midamos katana shebishneim. They are midamea at the ratio, right? At the amount of the smaller one. So if there's not enough in the larger container that they fell into to be ma'ale, the smaller one, then it's midamea at the ratio of the smaller one, right? So to use the illustration that we used in the last Mishnah, if one of the bins has four se'in and the other of the bins has five se'in, so now nine se'in fell in. But all I know for sure is that four se'in are truma. It could be that five se'in are truma, but I know for sure that four are. So in order to be ma'ale, this truma, there have to be 400 se'in in the container. Because 400 se'in would be ma'ale, the four se'in of truma that fell in. And if there are not 400 se'in, then it's all meduma.